A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness is powerless to extinguish it. Darkness. Have you ever been awakened in bed at 2 a.m. and just could not get back to sleep? That could be unnerving. The night is half spent. There is no activity. It will be hours before dawn breaks. And so you lie in your bed, hoping to fall back asleep before all the cares and fears of your life come creeping in and dominate your thoughts. If that happens, all seems lost. The darkness encloses you, not only physically, but emotionally. It can be discomforting, it can be lonely, it can be melancholic, desolate, it can be depressing. Darkness. We all know darkness, don't we? Because darkness can take so many forms. We can know darkness in our physical lives when illness is close at hand. We can know darkness when we struggle or lack the basic necessities of life. We know darkness in our emotional lives when we are burdened with worry, confusion, fear, guilt, grief, or hopelessness. When we live with violence or addiction or both, we know darkness. We know darkness in our social lives when relationships fail, when that blessing of solitude gives way to the burden of loneliness, when we cannot make meaningful connections with other human beings. We know darkness in our political lives when we cannot organize our society in ways that are just and equitable to all, when nations ruin their economies in this name of greed for the sake of protecting themselves from one another. And we know darkness in our spiritual lives when that chasm that separates us from knowing God remains unbridged from both sides, when we feel estrangement from God and from other human beings and from ourselves, when prayer seems empty and worship a performance offered to an absent audience. Yes, darkness is a condition with which we all are familiar with at one time or another. On vacation, way back in 1984, the family went to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to Rock City on Lookout Mountain. You remember the black and white signs on barns all along the way, which proclaimed the shrinking distance between us and fun. Rock City was a favorite destination for our girls before the Disney-type theme amusement parks really took hold. And our two girls, Elizabeth, who was 7, and Rachel, who was 5. Annie was there, but she was not born yet. She was 5 months to go. They just thought this trip was wonderful. On Lookout Mountain, long rock trails lined with wonderful gardens passed through bizarre rock formations and swinging bridges all leading to the Fairyland Caverns and the Mother Goose Village. They just thought this was so wonderful. But on that same mountain, down the road a piece, was another favorite attraction. It was Ruby Falls. Ruby Falls was a series of underground caverns which were accessed by riding an elevator down into the bowels of Lookout Mountain. At the very bottom, the tour guide moved the group through winding, narrow passages along slippery slopes from one cavern room to another. After a while, the leader had the group stop, stand still up against the wall, be as quiet as we could possibly be. and then proceeded to flip off the light switches. One by one, the lights clicked out until we were enveloped by an utter and impenetrable darkness. It was the most profound blackness I had ever experienced. It made no difference whatsoever whether your eyes were open or closed. You literally couldn't see your hand in front of your face. After a while, the leader turned on her flashlight. And what a difference one little 6-volt flashlight made. It cast enough light to push back the darkness and enable us to see one another and the room that we were in and the passageway out. It takes no great imagination to make the connection between the darkness of that cave and the darkness in our lives, between the light from that tour guide's flashlight and the light that Jesus gives us through the words and example of his life. We are joy-filled in celebrating today the one who entered our darkness and lighted our pathway out. This season, the boundaries of darkness are pushed back. A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness is powerless to extinguish it. John's witness is true. The light indeed shines in the darkness, but it's not a blinding light. It's a gentle glow, a thing of grace and tender beauty. It is the first light sent to find us, lost in the night with no light to find our way, and hazards all around us. The birth of Jesus does not immediately transform the face of the earth, but it is a light in the darkness. It is a parable spoken to us in the midst of all the limitations and sufferings and struggles in our life. This light is a new life. Amen.